Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 46 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 41 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 45 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 45 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. 44 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Rain. 47 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Rain. 43 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. 44 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 45 degrees. Yeah.
KFKTWP is monitoring mobile.
Good morning, 1100 hours, cloudy, 48 degrees.
KFATWP is clear.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 53 degrees.
KF8CLL, monitoring.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, cloudy, 55 degrees.
KM8COL, monitoring. KF8CLL, monitoring. KF8CLL, monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees.
KF8COL, monitoring.
YJN, N8YJN, ADHCJ. What's happening, Chance?
I'm behind you. You don't put your radio on 5-2.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out if you see me or if you see my truck. Did you see my truck? Was my call sign in the back window, or did you just see me in my Chevy Traverse out tooling around town with the antenna on the roof?
No, I'm driving behind your truck with the call sign on the back window. Apparently you're not in it.
No, that's my wife. We live in Columbiaville now, and the guy that works on my vehicles is over in MI City.
1,500
so we
hours.
Just came down here and picked up my car.
50.
In my Traverse. I'm in the Traverse, not too far behind that lady in the NAYJN pickup. Anyways, yeah, so we just went over to MI City, and I have radios in both vehicles, but yeah, that's, I just happened to be on the Lapeer frequency and heard you calling. That radio actually is on Simplex on the backside, I think, or whatever, but I don't know, I can't even remember now. I know this one's on UHF on the backside and VHF on the front.
All right. Oh, my wife is watching me on the map. She called me just now. She's following me too, like your wife. So you guys moved to Columbiaville? When did you guys do that?
Oh, it's been just about a month ago now. About the 1st of October.
Yeah, right on. I put my house is listed. I listed it Friday. I already got a couple people looking at trying to decide whether they're going to make an offer or not. So we'll see how that goes. I could be homeless in a couple of days here.
Yeah, we've been living in the same place forever. We've been renting. And our landlord kind of got a big chip on her shoulder back in the spring and decided she wasn't going to renew the lease and she was going to sell the property and whatever. So we basically had to get out. I mean, we've been looking all summer long. We got outbid and, you know, put out and yelled at and everything else in between looking at houses. But we finally got one in Columbiaville.
Yeah, right on. I like Columbiaville. That's where my wife is from. We lived in on Skelton Road for a minute, right after we got married for about 3 years. And then we moved to Davison. I seem to ride the wave, though. Whenever my wife gets a itching to put the house up for sale is right before everything crashes into the dirt. So this is maybe what we're doing now. We'll see how it goes. But yeah, I should do pretty well if it seems like it's a seller's market. Let's put it that way.
Oh, it definitely is. It's changed a little bit, but it's still pretty much a seller's market. Yeah, that's exactly what my landlord was thinking too. So she put the shyster on us and said, "Hey, you guys got to go." So I guess it is what it is. I just drove by that house actually a few minutes ago, and she's got a big fancy realtor sign out there, and it looks like they're wanting $185 for that one. So I don't know. It is what it is.
Yeah, mine comes with a fold over ham radio tower though. that's gotta be a plus, right?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, man. Cause I'm thinking, well, I got all this equipment, but I don't have any base stuff on the air. I've had all this stuff forever, but my landlord down there, you know, give me a bunch of rap about everything, you know, so I got a whole bunch of stuff I'm getting ready to put on the air, so I'm going to be looking for a tower, and I'm going to be looking for this and that and the other thing here pretty quickly, so probably ain't going to be until the weather breaks now because of money situation, but I'll keep my mobiles running and keep everybody updated.
Yeah, right on. Are you looking to put up a, like an HF beam of any kind? I might have one.
Well, I'm thinking something, yeah, that's pretty sturdy. You know, that I can do all my stuff with, basically.
I tell you what, I ain't gonna move it, and it's just in a pile on the floor in my garage. So, I got a Six Element Mosley. I forget what bands. I think it's like 15, 12, 17, and 20, something like that. I don't have any information on it, but I did take pictures of it 5 years ago when I took it down, so that's as best as I can give you.
Holy cow. Sounds like some of my projects.
ADHCJ. Yeah, it came with the tower. So I needed the tower for internet. And the old dude that I bought it from, he was like, yep, comes with everything on it. A couple hundred feet of coax, a busted rotor, and yeah, I had to give the rotor away. But, yeah, I mean, it's a big antenna. It's 28 feet wide and 23 feet long.
You doggy. I'm definitely going to have a big tower for that and one of them tail twisters.
Yeah, it needs an adult-sized rotor. Definitely needs an adult-sized rotor. But yeah, it's just been sitting in my barn for three, four years, something like that. Just on the floor in a big bundle. Bunch of aluminum scraps that I gotta keep, KV8OOE away from.
He's over there somewhere too. If I remember right, over there by me somewhere. I'm not sure where, but over in that area, but yeah. Yeah. There's old Mosley. Man, at least it's a good one.
Yeah, I figure it's from 1986, or right around. I figure it was like $2,500 back then. I don't know what they cost now, but I thought, you know, maybe I'll put it up, maybe I won't, but either way, I need the tower, so I paid $4.50 for the tower, $450, and came with a whole bunch of antennas. I was going to sell it or whatever, but I don't really need it. You're putting up a bunch of stuff. I'll send it your way. You probably use it more than anyone else.
Yeah, I don't even know if I'm going to put up that big of a dang tower, man. That thing's got a heck of a load to it, man. You're talking about something humongous, man. Holy smokes. I might have to think about an adult-sized tower. Now, I was just kind of thinking like, you know, a 50-foot freestanding. Not too fancy, but holy cow, I don't know now.
You don't have to take it. I just figured out if you offer it to you. I want somebody that'll use it rather than it'll just sit in the bottom of their barn until they scrap it in 20 years. That's what I was going to do. I'm not going to scrap it, though. That's going to sit in my barn for 20 years. I just don't have time to play radio right now. I took all my radios out of the house for the showings and stuff, so everything is down and out. I get the one in the car here, but that's it. I'm hardly ever in the car anymore. And when I'm in the car, I'm almost never alone, so it's not fun to play radio when your wife's there staring at it. She don't like the radio that much. ADHCJ.
It sounds like my wife. Oh, man. She gets in the vehicle with me, first thing she does, she hits the power button on it.
Yeah, right on. Mine don't do that. She turns it down. She just turns the volume down. It's even worse because I can see that there's activity, and I don't know what's happening. That's all right, though, I guess. I'd rather her want to talk to me anyways than that, I guess. Can't get her to get her ticket. I tried. She's like, yeah, I'm not interested in any way. So, oh well. Worth a shot. But yeah, I got that tower. It's like a 68, 67 foot with a big piece of mass pipe on it, and it folds over to the ground. Some old dude made it, like in the 60s. It's been kicking ever since. It moved from, I don't know where, to Flint Township somewhere, down in the south side of Flint, and then I moved it in 2021 up to here to North Branch, so it's had quite a life. It's going with the house, but if somebody says, I want that gone, I know how to unbolt it.
Oh, wow, that's wild, too. Yeah, that's wild. So where are you looking, or where are you looking to go? Or are you just wanting to get out of North Branch, or you just want a different house?
So we mow like 6.5 acres of grass, and it's trying. And then on top of that, you know, it's just a lot of maintenance in this area with the big amount of grass. We placed an entire giant white fence that it took us all summer to do, and we just want less grass and more trees. Our house is, you know, it's enormous. It's too big for me and my wife, and my kids ain't going to be around for too much longer. I got a 14 and 11-year-old, so we're just starting to think, like, where do we want to live after our kids move out or after our kids go to college or whatever? And so we're just trying to take advantage of the market and make that work out. So, yeah, we're probably looking to just stay in this area. A couple houses in this area that we looked at, but we just weren't ready to make offers yet, and they sold, like, on the next day. So is what it is. All right, man, I'm in the driveway here, so I'm going to say 73, and I'll wait for your final. ADHCJ.
All right, it's always good talking to you, Jans. I guess we'll have to make it more often, but... Yeah, we kind of went through the thing buying a house, man, about, you know, like, holy cow, it's on the market the next day. There's 12 offers, and it goes to the highest and the best, and, yeah, we went through that whole thing, man. It's kind of like biting your nails and having anxiety and all kinds of stuff, but like I said, we finally got one, so, anyway. Yeah, I'll get in touch with you about that other stuff we were talking about. Have a good day. This is NAYJN Mobile.
KFACLL, monitor. KFACLL, monitoring.
Standing by.
12-8, Romeo Hotel Bravo, standing by for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. Hotel Bravo, stand by for the start of the net.
Doing a few things maybe down at the EOC locally here.
And also, I believe tomorrow is Veterans Day. And then that's about all I got for here. And we'll go ahead and get started at the top of the list. Kilo Whiskey 5 Alpha Sierra.
This is KW5AS. I believe it's on the top of the list there. Let's see, not much going on here in Menominee County. Not much report. It's 49th anniversary of the singing of Edmund Fitzgerald. Other than that, not much report. There's just not much going on here in town. It's gloomy, it's cold, and winter's coming, but nothing more to report as far as emergency communications. KW5AS.
All right, KW5AS, thanks for your comment, and thanks for checking in this afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your night. November 8th, Oscar Bravo Uniform.
Tommy Doe is in here. Nothing going on here. I got surgery tomorrow, but I don't want to talk about that. But hopefully I'll be here to talk to everybody next week. Everybody take care, and I'll be monitoring. And it'll be you.
All right, very good. I hope that goes well for you tomorrow. Next on the list, Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta, and then following that will be WPTQZ, and then I'll take the standby. Go ahead, Jim.
KDRHV in the net. This is KBD. His name is Jim. I'm ECRO for Wausau County. Not much going on here radio-wise, particularly in terms of the county. I have been enjoying my new Hex team on 20 and 17. That's get me back out to do some DX, and that works well for me here. Other than that, just enjoying the downtime between now and the holiday season. Always like a little bit to sort of catch up with what's happening and get a little rest in. My golden retriever, who is up here bugging me, tells me that it's time for dinner. People say dogs can't tell time, but boy, I tell you, I disagree with that wholeheartedly. He knows exactly what time it is, and I don't know how. Anyway, with that, thanks for running the net, Brett. KD8RHB, this is KJBD, back to net control.
All right, very good, Jim. Thanks for checking in, and that's awesome to hear you got a new X team. Have fun with that. All right, next on the list, then we'll do a standby, is the Brown Weight Tango Quebec Zulu. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, good afternoon, Brett. Nothing to report on the area threat. Max and MITN doing pretty well. MITN really don't know the first difference from what it was. Max is in a position to myself quite well on 40 meters at 10 o'clock Eastern. I hope that lasts, but it's been a very interesting few years, and we're coming out of the clean air yet. That's it from
here. All right, very good, Mike. Thanks for checking in. Good to hear you as always. All right, we'll take a quick standby. Anyone out there wishing to join us here at the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet, please call KDRHB.
KDRHB. This is Whiskey Delta 8 and the Juan Sierra Alpha. That's a good readable, Kent County. Over.
All right, very good, Joe. WDA USA got you in there. Yeah, good readable on you for sure. Anyone else, please call KG8RHB.
This is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron from Saginaw County.
All right, good copy on you too, Ron. Thanks for checking in. Anyone else, call KG8RHB. Okay, hearing none, we'll get back to the list. November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo.
KD8RHB in the net. This is November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo. And I guess this is our second meeting here after we've switched to standard time, so I hope everybody is getting used to that by now. to the system here, but I'm hearing everybody good readable, and the noise on the band is down as we get into the winter months here, so very little in the way of static crashes or static problems like we've had all summer long. So back to that, N8SBE.
Thanks for checking in this afternoon.
Thank you
for your comments. Next, Kilo Bravo 8, Alpha Yankee.
KB8AY, just checking in for a little HF activity. I've spent some time rehabilitating SM deviation meters and a little heat kit. I am 4180, and it works. So I'm a happy camper. Back to FM Digital as soon as I learn how to run it. This is KB8AY.
All right, very good. Thanks for checking in again this afternoon, and thank you for your comments. Next, Kilo Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo. Go ahead, Jeff.
Evening, Brett, everybody in the net. Spent yesterday up in upper Michigan there making a link, putting more microwave stuff up, so making more progress. Down to the farm with the boys, going in on tractors right now, so.
Oh my God.
They're enjoying that, but always something going on, Brett. Back to you. Keep it up, Steve.
All right, Jeff. Thank you for everything you do, and same with the Central Michigan Emergency Network. Appreciate everything. You guys really do a lot for local and amateur radio in the state and everything, so appreciate it. All right, Region 5, Uncom, Net Control Station, Whiskey Delta, Uniform Sierra Alpha. Good with your comments.
Okay, they're good. Good enough.
We're going to have a presentation on Meshtastic. We've got several guys in Saginaw County that are experimenting with this tactic. I know the Central Michigan group has got a couple of nodes put up on the high rise. It's got one out in Frankenmuth and one in Saginaw. We utilized that, the Saginaw one, during the exercise a couple of weekends ago. So that worked out. So we're going to be doing a presentation. Everyone is invited to attend. It's on Thursday night, the 21st, at 7 p.m. at Harry Brown Airport here in Saginaw. That's on the east side of Saginaw, just off of I-75. We'll have a basic introduction of it that I presented to the Saginaw Club several months ago. We'll go over that just to kind of introduce everything for people who haven't got any experience or not knowledge of it. We'll go over a little more advanced section, part two, and then we'll do a presentation on a build that I did for my home station here that's installed up on the roof. So we're trying to get a few more people interested in it, and exactly how it works and what it does and what it can do for you in cases of emergency and that. So that's what we've got coming up. This is KC8YVF, back to that.
All right, very good, Ron. That's really good stuff. Yeah, thanks for sharing the invite with the folks here, and appreciate it. Good job. This is KDRHB. Is there anyone else out there wishing to join us here at the Michigan Image Radio Public Service Corps? Please call. All right, any final comments for the net? Okay, hearing none, I want to thank everyone for checking in this afternoon, taking your time and joining us. And everyone be safe and enjoy your this upcoming week, and hope to hear you next week. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo, returning this frequency back to normal amateur use. This net is closed out.
Thank you for being at control 73, and it'll be clear.
Error 202.
Good evening, 1800 hours, mostly cloudy, 54 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, 55 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, mostly cloudy, 53 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, partly cloudy, 52 degrees.
G-O-D mission.
Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 50 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 49 degrees.